legislation cleared the governor's desk for the first time this session. Hands-free driving easily cleared committee, and a controversial coal bill moved forward. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
The Senate approved a bill to spend $291 million in excess budget surplus dollars, sending it to the governor. Republicans opted to use that money on cash payments for higher education building projects rather than bonding them. Democrats sharply criticized the bill, arguing the money should be spent on teacher pay. A House committee unanimously passed a bill to ban drivers from using cell phones unless hands-free. That's a priority of Governor Eric Holcomb's that leaders of both chambers say has a good chance to pass. And a measure to stop utility companies from retiring old coal-fired power plants cleared a House committee along party lines. Only coal lobbyists testified in support. Most opposed it, including environmentalists, the utilities, and the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.